On this cold, dreary morning, there they are, bright yellow blooms swaying in the cold wind. I can visualize a smile on each face despite the gray of the day. "Look at me," they say, "look at me. It's just around the corner. Warmer temperatures, trees and plants budding out, color returning." I wonder if daffodils are a better judge of spring's arrival than any groundhog in its shadow. And even if the temperatures drop below freezing and damage is done to the plants and plans we have, the flowers will show up. Absolutely, we can be assured spring will arrive on time. Last Wednesday was the first day of Lent. As you listen to this, there will be 33 more days, and we will celebrate Christ's victory over the darkness and fears in this world and the joy and peace of the next. John 1, verse 5. The light of Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and cannot overcome it. Sadly for many, the greatest fear of life is death itself. Fear that life will be over. Frantically storing up treasures and experiences on earth when abundance is promised as we walk empty-handed into the place the Lord has planned for us. And how do I know this? Because He promised, and the Lord only tells the truth. John 14, verses 2 through 4, Jesus speaking. "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am." Maybe for some of us, it is a suffering in death, as our Lord suffered, that frightens us. Some of us will know for our physical suffering, and some will be spared, or so it seems, when they fall asleep. But what does the sufferer learn as they suffer? The mother giving birth after a long, painful, and exhausting labor opens her eyes to the precious life she has borne, and she is filled with deep, abiding love she has never known before. Those suffering with age or disease or lost are comforted with the peace and love of the Lord. John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Luke 23:40-43. As Jesus hangs on the cross between two criminals, the second criminal rebuked the first who had hurled insults at Jesus. He said, "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. It only takes believing. Christ is who he says he is, the one sent by his Father God to teach us how to live, how to treat each other, how to love. Why would we resist? Is the pain and suffering and loss of this world so appealing that we would choose not to accept the Lord's presence in our lives, his comfort, his strength, his peace, his love on this earth today as well as in the life to come? He is who he says he is. John 10:8-10. I have come that they, my sheep, may have life and have it to the full. What is so hard about the smile that comes to your face when you help a stranger or friend, when you listen to the pain of another and comfort them in sadness, when you are pleasant and kind to your boss, your coworker, your employee, when you encourage the child who's just struck out, say a kindness to the clerk at the store, willingly give resources to those in need, and know the peace you feel when you forgive that person that has hurt you. Could you give the Lord a chance during this Lenten season, this 40 days? Try reading the Gospels. Allow your heart to listen to the Lord's words, his plan for living a happier life. 40 days to try it out. Treat others unselfishly with compassion, with love. No need to force it. The Holy Spirit will change your heart. Just let him know your intent, your hope, your desire. He's already working in your heart. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for joining us on this earth, for teaching us a better way to live our lives here and provide us with eternal life. We know you are in our hearts and you are every moment urging us to get to know you. Believe your plan for us is far better than anything we could possibly do on our own. We know you will never give up on us. So we ask for willing spirits that surrender to your love and care. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.